Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre op na 26, Johannesburg 20 en Mbombela 25.
Boodskap ingekry van Ries op die WhatsApp lyn. Soutpansbergweg en Gordonweg in Queenswood. Die verkeer is baie stadig want verkeersligte is daar buite werking en dit is ook nat en reënerig. En dan in Midrand, 'n ongelukstoneel op die N1 Suid net voor die bekloewisselaar wat die verkeer ontwrig op pad soontoe.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Sharks coach John Plumtree wary of Jordy Barrett threat, and Roy Moodley rescues Royal AM as players return to training.
Die konstitusionele hof vir die burgerregte groep Afriforum se appel aansoek teen twee uitsprake oor die sing van die liedjie Kill the Boer van die hand gewys. Die groep het die hof genader om die dreunsing liedjie tot haatspraak te verklaar en dit gebring teen die EFF en die party se leier Julius Malema, as ook teen die voormalige EFF-lid Mbuyiseni Ndlozi. Dan maak ons 'n Kaapse draai. Die leier van die oppositie in Kaapstad het die ANC verlaat om by die DA aan te sluit. Die ANC se kokesleier Banele Majingo se besluit het 'n opskudding veroorsaak in die stadsraad. Hier is die burgemeester Jordaniel Lewis met sy bedankingsbrief.
After careful consideration, I've come to realize that my personal values and principles are now more aligned with those of the Democratic Alliance. I'm committed to their pursuit of clean governance and economic growth. I'm increasingly impressed with their commitment to deliver for poor residents and the unemployed.
En vandag, 5 jaar terug, was die eerste dag van COVID-19 inperkingsregulasies. Kan jy dit nog onthou?
It was a bit of a shock to the system. I was immediately at home as well, but luckily we could get the right permits and registrations because I've realized, listen, I can't work with my wife and my kids in the same building.
I went back home. I was nervous, not knowing what's going to happen, the outcome and everything.
Being confined in your own home and knowing that if you move outside, you may be charged for breaking the law was very, very difficult.
Uiteindelik het die 21 dae van inperking aan die begin van die pandemie ontaard in 750 dae van verskeie vlakke van inperkings en klein sake ondernemings trek tot vandag toe nog swaar.
It's never been this bad. Before COVID. So obviously it's from COVID where business just never got back on its feet again, ever.
Luister saam na die Nuusspan se terugblik op die onstuimige tydperk. Luister na COVID Chronicles op jackrandfm.com. Jy kan dit kry onder Jackpot of waar ook al jy jou pot gooi kry. Intussen sê president Cyril Ramaphosa dat eilande infrastruktuur en swak regering die spulpunt is waarom die land se waterkrisis draai. Hy het water en sanitasie in Daba en Midrand Gauteng toegespreek. Anastasie Mokgobo is daar.
The president says mismanagement is a key driver of the crisis, with municipalities failing to reinvent water service revenue into maintenance.
Resolving our country's water and sanitation challenges necessitates deepened collaboration between all stakeholders in the water resource management system.
Ramaphosa also revealed that multiple water boards are under investigation for corruption and fraud. Anastasie Mokgobo, Jackrand FM News in Midrand.
Intussen voer Suid-Korea die stryd teen die land se grootste brande in sy geskiedenis tot dusver. Minstens 27 mense is dood, tientalle is beseer en die sterfesyfer gaan boonop na verwagting styg. Volgens die relevante owerheid het daar sover 35,000 hektar in die slag gebly. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 5.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.